The Athens Creative Theater presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I November 14th through the 17th at the historic Morton Theater in Athens. Executive Managing and Artistic Director Terry Powell joins WUGA's Michael Carden to talk about the performance and about the history of Athens Creative Theater.
The program itself was begun by Jane Quinn probably 30-some-odd years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the beginning of it was a for a graduate theater program,
mm-hmm.
and she would allow the graduate theater students to get a little bit of one-on-one and practical application of what they had learned. And so it started with them working with children and adults and doing small skits and theater productions and whatever, and then the county was gracious enough to allow it to become a full-blown program, and here we are today.
Is this a professional theater company?
This is not a professional theater company in the sense that we are probably one of the most inclusive community theater programs, not only in this city, but in the region. We also include all of our cognitively challenged individuals who come out and audition. And so we virtually serve every demographic of our citizenry.
Terrific. How many productions a year?
We probably do in the neighborhood of 7 to 8. It mm-hmm. all depends. We have a major fall production that we do every year, and then we have our After Dark series that we do during the winter, which has a little bit more of adult material in it, which is wonderful. And then, of course, you know, our summers are slammed with absolute programming for children, like 24/7, 365, from the end of May on through the 1st of August.
Now, this year's fall production is a major undertaking, is it not?
This is probably one of the most difficult shows to actually produce on stage.
Let's talk about it.
It's
Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I. It's a classic. I think I'm not going out on a limb to say that. And by staging something so well-known, does that put extra pressure on you and the performers?
It absolutely does, to the extent that this is such a beloved classic. And it is rarely done, for the simple fact that you have to have not only the caliber of vocal talent, but you have to have the acting ability. Plus, you have to have the means, which we are very blessed by Athens-Clarke County to be so supportive of this program. This particular production has a cast and crew of over 65 to 70, and that will include a 22-pit live orchestra, including a harp. So people, you don't often get to hear such wonderful music coming out of incredibly talented musicians who are both amateur and professional musicians, which the city is known for.
Can you tell us a little bit about the performers?
Yes. Our performers range anywhere from 7 on up to ages which ladies would prefer I not discuss. But like I said, we cover, we have multiple children. We have probably 30 to 35 children going on up through your teens. And then, of course, we have the adult participants. And again, like I said, we have included several of our cognitively challenged that we bring in through our Monologues and More program.
What are the biggest challenges for something like this?
The magnitude of this is not only because you have such a kaleidoscope of both culture and color, is to make sure that the casting is impeccable. The vocals are incredible. The other is the majesty of the backgrounds.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we are able to bring in professionally painted backdrops from Kenmark Studios, which is out of Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
And that in tune with the variety of props and stage sets that we create ourselves in our prop shop. We have a technician named Jeremy Miller, who is absolutely a genius in construction. And so combining all of those aspects along with the incredible costuming by Mary Delaplane of the Dress-Up Box, it's just, like I said, it will be a kaleidoscope of color and majesty and culture that seldom has been seen on the stage here in Athens for probably several decades.
That's a really big statement.
It is, but it ain't bragging if you can pull it off.
That's right. It sure isn't. Okay, one last question.
Certainly.
A couple of questions, actually. Let's talk about the venue a little bit. Can you talk about the Morton Theater for somebody who's never been?
Ah, the Morton Theater itself will be eye candy for anybody who hasn't been in. The Morton Theater is the oldest black vaudeville theater in the United States of America. And I think it's very interesting that a lot of people who are local and have either lived in Athens for a long time or even just new residents don't understand or haven't experienced the gem, the theater that this is. It was originally built in 1910 by Pink Morton, who ran that entire little district down there that they lovingly refer to as the Hot Corner.
Yes.
It was very much a hotbed for the first kind of activities. And being a vaudeville theater, Duke Ellington played there, Ma Rainey. So it has an incredibly gifted history. Plus, REM used to use it as their rehearsal space for anybody who's into that. But the theater itself is absolutely beautiful. It's been renovated, and it is one of the most historically gorgeous and acoustic-wise, just perfection for doing live theater-based performances.
And if I could make my own observation about this sounds like a big performance, and it is, but it's also an intimate setting. You know, you're not going to get a bad seat in this
house. You can't get a bad seat in this theater.
Well, congratulations on what sounds like it's going to be a fantastic performance. Terry Powell, Executive Managing and Artistic Director of the Athens Creative Theater, thank you so much for being here. And if I might also say, thank you for your efforts to bring that to the stage.
Listen, the pleasure is mine. I've been very lucky in the fact that this job allows me to do something that I absolutely love, and it allows me to share the passion of human expression with everybody else. So, and I thank you for allowing me to broadcast and share this event with everybody
here. It is our great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Terry Powell is the Executive Managing and Artistic Director of Athens Creative Theater. She spoke with WUGA's Michael Carden. The performance is Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I. Tickets are available at the door, or you can visit MortonTheater.com. That's Morton Theater with a T-R-E at the end of theater. You can also call the box office at 706-613-3771.